Trinity Sunday, Year C. A reading from the book of Proverbs. The wisdom of God cries aloud. The Lord created me, first fruits of his ways, before the oldest of his works. From everlasting I was firmly set, from the beginning, before the earth came into being. The deep was not when I was born, nor were the springs abounding in waters. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills I came to birth. Before he had made the earth, the countryside, and the first elements of the world under heaven. When he fixed the heavens firm, I was there. When he drew a circle on the surface of the deep. When he thickened the clouds above. When he established the sources of the deep. When he assigned the sea its boundaries, and the waters might not transgress his command. When he traced the foundations of the earth, I was beside the master craftsman, delighting him day after day, ever at play in his presence, at play everywhere on his earth, delighting in the children of men. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. When I see the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, or the son of man that you should care for him? O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. Yet you have made him little lower than the angels. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You put all things under his feet, all of them sheep and oxen. Yes, even the cattle of the fields, birds of the air and fish of the waters that make their way through the seas. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. So, now that we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through him, by faith, that we have received access to the favor of God in which we are living, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we exult in our hardships, knowing that hardship develops perseverance. Perseverance develops character. Character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint, since the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth, since he will not be speaking on his own account, but will say only what he has been told, and he will reveal to you the things to come. He will glorify me, since he will take what is mine and reveal it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, he will take what is mine and reveal it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.